When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Good morning. Welcome. Fourth and final hour of our get-together, affectionately known as the 9 o'clock stretch. And Lisa Sicasio is my witness that we do indeed stretch.
Yep.
Yes, we do, and I did it with you.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. Everybody has to play along, even Greg.
I did.
He tries not to do what I ask him to do, but,
yeah, but
here
went,
he was.
I went to the gym yesterday, and I kind of need to stretch a little bit today because I haven't been in like a month.
Wow, you need to do more than just stretch.
Hey, it was the holidays. No judgment.
See?
No judgment.
Love this guy.
I love those paleo cookies, though, that you brought us.
those
are really good.
Listen, with the new year, I had to bring you something. Also, weather, not that great.
Gloomy.
So, yeah. I mean, cookies usually make everything better, and they're considered healthy. And correct me if I'm wrong, did they not taste healthy?
Oh, they were awesome.
Yeah.
They were awesome.
And tasted
they
good.
Didn't, yeah. You know, they're paleo, but yet they didn't taste at all like a dinosaur. Thank you very much.
Welcome to my world.
Hey, let me do this first. It is 9:07. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Lisa Sicasio is with us. She is the public information officer for the Alachua County Sheriff's Office. And recently, Lisa, as you know, there's been a news item about the sheriff and the publishing of mugshots. The Alachua County Commission, at least 4-1, was not. They think maybe the sheriff shouldn't do that. So what's the official word?
All right, so let's dig into this because there's a lot of just back and forth and I think confusion about it. So what happened is there was a special meeting with the commissioners. So it wasn't just their general meeting where there's a full agenda and then people usually go, because if there's something on the agenda that involves law enforcement and the sheriff's office, we would be there. So this was just something a little bit more personal, and anytime they have a meeting, it is public record, right?
Mm-hmm.
So during this meeting, they talked about many different things, and one of the things that came up was mugshots. And they voted to send, it was approved to send a letter to the sheriff in regards to the mugshots. Now, that letter, though, was not sent. It was just approved. But because everything was on public record, and obviously media listens to it because they're going to let the public know what's going on,
mm-hmm.
word gets back to the sheriff, and then here we are. And as you saw, there is so many questions and comments on both sides saying, hey, these are public records. Correct. We're not making up anything. And this is something that many sheriff's offices do. And now we don't do it because other sheriff's offices do it. So let's also mention that. So long story short, the sheriff did release a statement on where he stands. That statement is on our Facebook page. I suggest everyone go and read it. It's not very long. It's not very wordy, but it's pretty clear and it goes back to
semi-clear, but go ahead.
So it goes back to the one word you're going to see over and over again is
transparency.
Bingo. See, we all got it.
I did read it.
We all know.
I did my homework, teacher.
Okay, but you're like, Lisa, get to the point. What does that mean? It means that he understands the sentiment of what the commissioners say, which is, and I think you both discussed it too, anytime a mugshot is posted, they're looking at it as now we are guilting them. And that's not the case. That's not why we post it. At all. We're not doing it to shame people. We do it because we want the public to be informed. If a mugshot is posted, that does not mean that they're guilty. It just means that they were arrested. So yes, we understand the sentiment. But if you go back to even before he got into office, one thing that the sheriff stood for during his campaign and throughout the whole entire time since we've been here is the word that you keep seeing is transparency. It is no secret since Sheriff Scott took office, if you go on our social media page, there's definitely been more information that is being put out because transparency builds trust with the community. Law enforcement, unfortunately, gets the bad rap that we think that we're hiding something. Well, prior, before putting a lot of information out on social media, people would see deputies' vehicles. They would see a lot of law enforcement in a certain area, and they would be like, oh my goodness, what's going on? They would go to our social media and not
see
anything.
Now you're picking on Greg.
They would be like, what's going on? And then they start making assumptions.
Mm.
And a lot of it isn't true. But that's how you build fear. So it may be that maybe it was our canine team or our SWAT team. They were training. Maybe we were helping someone having a medical emergency. But because there was nothing necessarily being said, all of a sudden people start assuming. So now we are putting the information out there saying, hey, no, it's just a large law enforcement presence. everything's okay. So take that into account now, and I say this as someone who was a news anchor for a majority of my career. If we don't put the information out, the information is still out there, but that means other agencies or third parties like media, and they have every right to do so, this is not me knocking them, are going to put it out.
Or could put it out.
Could put it out.
Anybody and really could put it out.
When they put it out, you know this being in a newscast, you're under time constraints. So you're not going to get the full details. And again, and I'm not saying this as the places that I worked for did this, but there's always usually an angle. So now there's a spin. But as the law enforcement agency, wouldn't you rather have hear it from us? And I can tell you, as and you're talking to the person that writes a lot of it, what I write is based on the probable cause. That is literally what happened. That's not made up. It's not fabricated. And I take it, what I write, and a lot of it, when you read it, is cop speak, right? So it is now my job and the Public Information Office to put it in simple terms. And then that then gets approved by my supervisors. And that's when I go to them, I'm like, hey, this is what happened. And this is what the probable cause says. This is what I have. Do they match? Do you see any issues with this? And obviously, you know, I'm a civilian. I don't fully sometimes understand. I'm still learning. And there's going to be times that, and there have been times that they come back that actually this is what this means that you said. Let's explain it a little bit more. And we do that. And then it goes out. So at least that way, when you come to our social media, you're getting the full story from A to Z and in between. And then you can make your own assumptions again. So we do all of that to build trust. And that's something that we're going to continue to do moving forward. Yes, the sheriff understands that obviously there's a lot of different voices and not everyone's agreeing, but the county commission does serve the public. We serve the public. So together on that shared mission, we're going to find common ground moving forward to continue to do the job to protect the citizens.
Here's what's at play here, basically, of what you said, and that is perception versus reality.
Bingo.
The person really did get arrested. They really are being charged with this crime. The reality is they're not guilty. They haven't been found guilty.
Correct.
Or not guilty. There hasn't been a preponderance of the evidence in a courtroom. They haven't had their due process. But in this ongoing process, the arrest did take place. The charges are, in fact, you know, the charges. So it basically is because the perception of a person is, hey, I remember that mugshot, and that guy, he's a child molester. No, he was charged with that. We don't know if he's guilty of that. So basically, we're saying, oh, don't put their face up there because people are stupid.
Or people when just aren't fully understanding. And even if you,
well, that's
if you
the same thing.
But if you read what I'm also writing, at no point in any of those releases or what Captain Sims or anything that the public information has ever put out, we have never said when we post the mugshots with the cases, oh, this person is guilty, unless it comes out later on. And then we do another release saying, hey, the person that we put out such and such ago, they were just fully convicted. And the jury said, like, hey.
What if they're not convicted? What if there's not, like, the evidence doesn't match up? A state attorney says, we don't have a case here. Or they say, no, we got the wrong guy. This isn't a guilty party. Then would they also post that non-mug shot, that freedom shot, and say, hey, we arrested this guy for this, but no, he's been found innocent or not guilty or whatever the case may be.
So when it comes to huge cases, and if that were to happen, again, going back to transparency, we have taken and fallen on the sword saying, hey, we messed up. We were wrong. That is something that the sheriff would stand by and that we would do. We have done that before when sometimes, if you go back a few months ago when we did the open carry and there was just a lot of confusion, we put something out and then it was like, wait a minute, there's some confusion here. So then we went back and we said, hey, we're so sorry about that. We did not mean to confuse you and make this bigger than a mess. So yes, if that were to happen, we would follow through. So it's transparency on both sides.
Well, in that case, that's not a case of an injured party. But if somebody's photo appears and it turns out that those charges weren't really warranted for various reasons, not necessarily law enforcement was wrong or made a mistake. It's just when evidence was further corrected and investigation further went on, they realized, oh, this isn't the person or this isn't what occurred. And somebody's reputation could be at stake there. So now you do have an injured party based on perception, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not an easy one. That's why we're discussing it.
Oh, absolutely.
So what you have to remember at the end of the day is it is public information. And anybody who wants to look for it can find it.
Yep.
In the case of an innocent person who's been charged with something, yes, it is going to turn their world upside down. And that's very, very unfortunate. And in America, you know, innocent until proven guilty. But if you're charged with a crime and you're put through the process and fingerprinted, and you will have a quote unquote mugshot.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's not an easy one. Sorry that you're in the middle of it, Lisa.
Hey, but that's why I'm here, right? Because that we can talk about it and we can all be on the same page. And again, if we have only really posted very serious crimes, and out of transparency, that's something that will continue to happen. And we're going to continue to have talks with the commission to try to find that common ground.
Well, that and the cookies.
That too. Listen, like I said, cookies make everything better.
Yes.
They do.
I feel better about the whole situation now.
Lisa Sicasio, the public information officer for Alachua County Sheriff's Office, thank you for giving us a level of clarity there. We do appreciate it. And thanks for coming by. We look forward to seeing you again very soon.
Sounds like a plan. Love you all.
No, come by tomorrow, really. 9:17 on the Bob Rose Show. 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. Start thinking about that. News Talk, 97.3 The Sky.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Greg, get out of the cookies, for crying out. Oh, my God.
You said they were healthy.
They are.
So if
they're paleo.
If one is healthy, five is five times healthier.
No, I mean, look, I believe in that paleo type stuff. Some people doing like full on bore carnivore, which I can't wrap my head around. Look, it's one of those things, if it's working for you, that's awesome.
Yes.
And you know, to try something different, a style of eating and all that, I think that's great. I mean, look, I did the Atkins diet a long time ago. I did it a few times since. It's very effective. It just tends to be, at least for me, a difficult diet in which to stick with. So what you need to do is, you know, find that lifestyle that's going to work for you, where you're going to be healthy and you're going to feel at least some level of satisfaction when you eat. And hopefully not clog your arteries and die. In my case, look, I've had two heart attacks, but is it a one-size-fits-all thing? In other words, both times when they did the heart cath on me, well, one was just a branch artery, I say just a, but it was fully 100% occluded, fully blocked. And then this other one, this recent one, was more serious. It was that big artery in the back of your heart you mm-hmm. kind of need.
Yeah.
That was 100% occluded, and I said, in both cases, what did the rest of my arteries look like? Because obviously, if we got 60, 70% blockage here, I definitely, you know, need to do something. And look, they put me on a regimen to change things anyway, which they're supposed to do. I get that. But when I asked them about that, they said clean. They said, for your age, looking real good. I mean, maybe not pristine or perfect, but looking very good.
Yeah.
And I said, well, how do you explain that? And they kind of shrugged. This happened in several cases. Two different cardiologists, they kind of shrug and they say, well, it happens sometimes.
Hmm. Yeah,
but
that doesn't help, does it? Well, it happens sometimes,
yeah.
Bob.
What are some of my arteries getting correct?
Yeah.
And then another artery or two is like, yeah, well, here, look, we'll be the catch-all. If you eat something, this will be your plaque artery. And it's like, you know, that's fine if you give me an early warning detection system.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well,
it's a great theory.
It kind of did.
Yeah.
Well. It kind of did, but as a man, you go into denial. You're like, if I deny I'm having a heart attack, maybe I'm really not. And you know better.
It's heartburn. It'll pass.
You know better. You're not. It's not a lack of understanding or intellect. It is something, I don't know, innate, maybe more so in males than females. Maybe not the idea of denial. I think that's kind of universal. But when it comes to healthcare and men, we do tend to fall into that a little bit, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I was in denial. Yeah, it's indigestion. It's heartburn.
Yeah.
And when I look back now, I look back and say, you know, I've never really had a bad case of heartburn in my life. And
but
I've eaten a lot of stuff.
But you had said, I've had a heart attack, so I'll know what it feels like.
Yeah, that's what the doctor told me. And I, at first I was like, this guy's kidding me. And he goes, no, you'll know what it feels like next time.
Uh-huh.
And you'll get medical attention ASAP.
Maybe not quite that fast.
I don't know. The mind is a tricky thing.
Oh, it is. Absolutely.
And then
our own filters that we've developed.
Well, it's like a big deal. You're resistant to go in. At least I am. And maybe it's, I don't know, having family members in healthcare is maybe detrimental from this perspective of,
right.
You don't want to walk into the place and go, I got chest pain. Because we know there is going to be generally a very quick and decisive action to take care of you.
Right.
Which is good, but you think of that before the fact, like, I don't want to walk in there and go, I think I'm having a heart attack.
And you don't want to feel, even if you shouldn't be, embarrassed that you just had heartburn. Because how many times do we see that scenario? It's not a heart attack. But what if it is?
Well, and even when I went in there, they're like, the things that they look for, you know, in your blood that is secreted when you're having a heart attack,
right.
They measure that.
Yes.
And the first time and the second time, they're like, yeah, we're not really seeing a big elevation in this or whatever. And I'm thinking, okay, what does that mean? Maybe I'm not having a heart attack. Maybe it is something else. And then they come back and they go, oh, yeah. You had a heart attack. I'm like, okey-doke.
Right.
Yeah. And then they do the heart cath thing fairly quickly thereafter.
Yeah.
And God bless North Florida. I feel like I got excellent, excellent care there. And everybody, I mean, not just the physicians, everybody was very, very helpful. If I had to have the experience of the heart attack, that was probably the least of a bad experience. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They made it very, very bearable. And that's a big deal. But anyway, I guess the overriding message here is, look, if you have a problem that needs to be addressed, don't be in denial. Don't pretend like you can just rub dirt on it, make it go away. Get some attention. Talk to a doctor about it. I even know a doctor who failed to really get attention and take the time for self-care to go see somebody about something that turned out to be a cancer that literally killed him. Highly, highly intelligent, very respected man in the medical field. And even he was in some sort of denial about that condition. So let's override that. Let's take care of ourselves. And it's not just for ourselves, because there might be other people kind of counting on you.
Yeah, probably so.
Might have a grandchild that, needs to take that first motorcycle ride with you. That little league game he wants to see grandpa in the stands shaking his head going, why'd you swing at that?
Maybe not that part of it.
Well, you never know.
Yeah,
but it's all good.
Yeah, yeah.
9:27 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here coming up in 15 minutes. Things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts, brought to you by My Dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. So start thinking of a good upbeat thought. It could be from your childhood. It could be an anniversary. A positive thought that you share with us. That's coming up on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Resist at your own peril. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. It's 9:35 right now. Greg Cassidy is here as well. Happy Thursday. Tragic event. Minneapolis yesterday. Of course, you know by now what happened. You had ICE enforcement agents trying to do their job, and then there were protesters there, and some were getting in the way. Some were blatantly obstructing, getting in the pathway of ICE agents trying to do their job, etc. And one of those women who was driving an SUV or a minivan type vehicle, Renee Nicole Good, 37, did not listen to police orders and continued to drive forward toward an ICE agent, and feeling his life was in peril, he shot and killed this woman driver. It is a terrible, terrible, tragic event, one that could have easily been avoided in a myriad of ways if the Biden administration hadn't opened the floodgates. There you go, number one. Number two, they wouldn't need all those ICE agents going to get all these people that the Biden administration allowed in. And then thirdly, the protesters who want to interfere with law enforcement when they're doing a perfectly legal job. That's problematic. And so, you know, there's plenty of people that have blood on their hands, and the least of which, in my opinion, would be the ICE agent that actually fired the shot. They tell you, the left does, resist, resist, resist. Well, that's not without consequence. When a law enforcement officer gives you an order and you're behind the wheel of a multi-thousand-pound weapon, which is exactly and precisely what it becomes when it's driven in a careless, reckless, or in a malicious manner. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem alleged at a press conference on Wednesday that the woman who was shot and killed by the ICE officer was stalking and impeding agents all day. There was a question. I think initially it came out that she wasn't part of this protest. But that information, if I remember correctly, I believe came from her mother. Her mother, oh, no, she's not into that. No, that, right. That's not her, et cetera. And maybe it wasn't her initially, but she is, I believe, married to a woman, or at least has a woman partner, if you will. And maybe that person kind of talked her into getting involved, unbeknownst to her mother. That very well could have taken place. Now, Kristi Noem told reporters that ICE agents repeatedly instructed the victim, Renee Nicole Good, 37 years old, to get out of her car and to stop obstructing law enforcement, but she did not comply. The agency is labeling the incident as an act of domestic terrorism. And for those of you who think that's a little bit strong, you absolutely do have to put this in context. Okay, here we have people that are going against the law of the land and interfering with police actions. That's not tolerated. That's why there's penalties for that kind of a thing. All right. So if you're impeding their actions, and this does become a form of terrorism. Mm-hmm. Video of the scene showed Good's car in the middle of the street in a residential neighborhood as ICE agents in a dark gray Nissan Titan truck got out and approached her vehicle. Good is heard telling agents to go around. Telling the agents, go around.
It doesn't work that way.
And as they walk toward her Honda Pilot, it wasn't a minivan, my apologies, one agent tells her to get out of the car. She then abruptly puts it in reverse and attempts to drive off before she is shot. Well, she had it in reverse. She abruptly put it into gear and then drove forward, and then she was shot. She had been kind of sitting, if you will, to some extent there with her reverse lights on. You can see it in the video. And then when she moved forward and accelerated, it was right toward an ICE agent that was in front of her vehicle. Noem claimed the woman was trying to weaponize her vehicle. That's what it appears like. And attempted to run a law enforcement officer over. Look, she's dead. We don't know what was inside of her mind, her thought process. But what we know is her actions. And when you're in a vehicle and law enforcement tells you to stop, and instead of stopping, you actually move forward toward a law enforcement officer, putting their life in peril, that's when these kinds of things happen. Davis, Gainesville, Chevrolet Skylines, and Shep, you're on the air.
Good morning, gentlemen. Well, moving forward, you know, what's done is done. But honestly, looking at the video, it was obvious this woman was driving a Honda SUV. So moving forward, I think we need to ban Honda SUVs. Obviously, the public cannot be trusted with them. okay? Because this is what was used, so this is what needs to be banned.
And I disagree. I think just a 7-day cooling off period before you take delivery would be effective. No, I very much get your point. Adam, good morning. What's on your mind?
Hey, long time listener, first time caller.
Right on.
I was actually in a situation years ago.
Got a really bad signal.
Adam, there. if you could please try us back. The quality of the cell phone connection is horrendous. So maybe if you can get into a little bit better area, get a little bit stronger thing. First-time caller, I'd like to hear what this person has to say. So, yeah, please call back, 877-975-9825. The Minneapolis mayor reacted in a ridiculous manner, in my opinion. I mean, look, these are all lefties that run the show. Minneapolis mayor, you know, the governor, Tim Walz, I used to call him like a buffoon and a bozo and stuff like that. He is much darker of a character than I even gave him credit for. I just thought he was maybe not all that bright. But no, I mean, this guy is on the hot seat and should be. The amount of fraud that was perpetuated, you know, under his watch is completely unacceptable. But that, for right now, is a different topic. But the Minneapolis mayor, Jacob Fry, said that Good was shot in the head and strongly disputed the agency's self-defense claims as BS. But he's the same man that used colorful language and told ICE to get the blank out of his town. Davis, Gainesville, Chevrolet Skylines, and Mark, you're on the air.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. I don't mean to sound bad here, but you know what? FAFO. You know, get a job, stay at home, go do something productive, quit messing with ICE, let them do their job. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, that's these people, I'm telling you, that's why we know they're brainwashed. It's Trump derangement syndrome. It's this leftyism that has taken over. And they are the people wearing the suicide belts that are taking orders from the people who don't want to be themselves endangered, but they have no problem with the kind of collateral damage that took place yesterday. Let's go to Mike. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, Bob. Yeah, that's a little bit of my thunder, but, you know, the main thing is these people, look at every one of them. Every one of these reactions we're talking about, they go off of emotion. There's no common sense or, you know, even a little bit of the golden rule. It's all about me, and how I feel right now.
Yeah, it's an extension of kind of a victimhood sort of mentality. And that, of course, was absolutely invented and fomented by the left that, yeah, you're a victim. And what that does is that releases you from any feeling of responsibility. Yeah, you're a failure because of the color of your skin. So don't bother going to night school and improve yourself. You know, that kind of mentality.
Well, the thing that's connected there is the people who have this feel, they feel the need to carry, you know, the guilt for what's happening to someone else. They're not even the one who is experiencing the whatever racism, whatever. It's usually a bunch of pasty white Americans who are taking it on themselves, whether the other people feel it or not.
And that's one of the reasons why, you know, there are like memes and jokes that go around that have to do with basically white liberal, you know, women. And yeah, they're taking a page out of, I guess, Bill Clinton's playbook, you know, I feel your pain kind of thing, and taking it to, well, the next level and then some. But it's very, very sad. This 37-year-old woman shouldn't be dead right now. That's awful. But you know, who is telling her to resist? Who is you know, brainwashing her? Who is telling her that it was a good idea to try to interfere with legal police work? Who talked her into that kind of a thing?
Mm-hmm.
That's absolutely awful. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines again this time. Linda, you're on the air.
Hi there. I want to know why Miss Renee wasn't at home taking care of her 6-year-old child instead of out there making a fool of herself.
Well, because just like somebody who might have a 6-year-old might take time to go commit time to visit the Humane Society, may take time to visit a neighbor in need, to them, this is it's part of their calling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now I get your point of saying, hey, why wouldn't she, you know, but this is what these people are. This is their deal. This is their pickleball and going to the gym and going to church all wrapped up in one. This is what those people do.
Who they are.
Yep. Jeff, you're on the air. Good morning.
Morning there. You know, this really gets me there when we keep talking about these protesters, and most of them there, they seem to be like paid agitators. I mean, I've never seen protesters get this deep involved, but I really believe we ought to rechange the name from protesters to agitators, because they are not peaceful protesters by no means.
You're absolutely correct. I totally agree with you. Yep, protesters, and then there's the agitators, and these are if we had a mechanism where we could put some of these people away for a sustained period of time, you would just see how the numbers would dwindle, because a lot of these people actually, and there's people that have followed them. They go from protest to protest, especially if they're given enough heads up and time.
Mm-hmm.
They get right on a plane, using either their trust fund money or the trust fund money of their best friend, and they'll fly to these locations and be part of these protests. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And not all just trust fund babies. Some of them are getting paid by the people pushing this agenda. Good morning, Adam. You're on the air.
Hey, I hope you can hear me fine this time.
Yes.
But I was in a situation where a car in a parking lot had hit somebody and was driving off. Somewhat inside of me, I wanted to be somewhat of a hero. I got in front of the car and tried to stop them. They were not going to stop for me. And I was able to move out of the way and safely protect myself. Now, I just want to say, I stand with ICE and I support them, and this lady meant harm. But I really do believe this ICE agent could have easily gotten out of the way and protected himself and not killed anybody.
And you know what? That is a very, very fair point. Let me try to give you somewhat of a parallel example. It's not perfect because I just came up with it. But, you know, if the bad guy is breaking into your house, you can feel, you can see he's pounding on the front door. It's just a matter of time when he's going to knock the door, you know, off the hinges. You're a homeowner who is armed, and you yell for that person to stop, just like the law enforcement told her to stop. The person doesn't stop, and you shoot and kill them. I think that you would probably agree with me that that was justified. But in your scenario, you're saying, you know what? There was no reason for you to stand your ground. And in some states, this is the case.
Mm-hmm.
You literally have to make an effort to run and jump out the window of your own home to avoid an armed confrontation. Did you know that? So maybe that, I hope that gives you a little bit of perspective. Could he possibly have done that and just gotten out of the way? He could have. And what if that woman goes down the road and runs over his law enforcement counterpart or another innocent civilian when they could have been stopped?
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't already following police orders. And they have a weapon, a vehicle as a weapon. Just food for thought. Hey, coming up next, we're going to switch gears completely into things that make you smile. We're looking for upbeat, positive thoughts, and it's brought to you by My Dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile, next. Another day in paradise. Here we are, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. It is 9:54. It is time for things that make you smile. Hopefully you thought about some upbeat, positive thoughts that you can share with everybody, because we could all use a big old smile right now. And thanks to My Dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis for sponsoring Things That Make You Smile. 877-975-9825. And let's see here. Good morning, Terry, what's making you smile?
Oh, the Christmas time, I had to go watch my granddaughter do gymnastics.
And at the end of the event, they give out little awards and medals and everything else. And I'm cheering her on, going whoop, 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 and my fist. And my son leans over and says, "Dad, you're embarrassing her." I go, "Really?" So I got louder and more enthusiastic to really embarrass her. It made me smile.
Wow. Yeah, it's making me smile, too. Love it.
That's funny.
Hey, Mark, what's making you smile?
Good morning, gentlemen. Just real quick, two things. One, I just found out Greg lived near me in South County in St. Louis. That's pretty cool. But I fly out in 3 days and I go to Detroit to watch Sergei Fedorov's jersey put to the rafters. I'm excited about that. It makes me smile. Let's go Red Wings.
I knew it was going to end with "Let's go Red Wings," and I'm perfectly fine with that, being hailing from Detroit in my youth, although truth be told, and this won't make some people smile.
Yes.
I was a big Flyers fan.
Really? Look at you.
Yeah, well, it's just a time period of when I grew up and Bobby Clark and the Broad Street Bullies, and pretty exciting stuff was going on there.
Yeah, that's true.
And I grew up in between Gordie Howe's like retiring and the dynasty had yet to be built in Detroit. All right. Coming up next, The Smoking Gun. That's brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. A woman named Catherine. Well, you've seen people eat before. Hey, wow, where'd that food go? Did you inhale it? Well, that's exactly what she does. I'm not kidding you. This woman from Virginia blends up her food and snorts it through a straw. And she's been doing this for 5 years, and she was featured on season 7 premiere of TLC's My Strange Addiction. And yeah, it's caused problem with friends and family and even a guy she was trying to date when she went to the restaurant. She asked if they had a blender. They brought her something blended up and she started to snort it. And her date looked at her and said, "My God, what the heck's wrong with you?" Yeah. Snorting breakfast. That's your smoking gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. God bless you and the family. See ya.